Washington State had two female senators, female governor up until last year. Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers is a leader in the House. Being a politician is a full-time job for anybody, raising money, holding power, and perhaps most importantly, making connections. Rebecca Sive has written Every Day is Election Day, A Woman's Guide to Winning Any Office from PTA to the White House. Thanks for being here.
Thanks.
So you have these rules. How are the rules different for women than for men?
The rules are different for women than they are for men for a couple of reasons. First of all, women are a lot newer to this world than men are, and they are much less well represented, secondly. So what the book is about is kind of guiding women and giving them a sort of leg up on what they need to know and how to do it because they are newer to this field. And secondly, to talk about some of the issues that especially pertain to women as candidates or seekers of public office.
Now, in this book, you talk about when women talk about issues that pertain to women,
right,
they're really talking about issues that pertain to all of us, that these are issues that we all are need to pay attention to.
It's absolutely true that the kinds of issues that women take a leadership role on are policies that typically benefit everybody. I think what's important there is twofold. One is that it was not until women came into significant numbers, for instance, in state legislatures, that laws regarding rape or domestic violence or equal pay came to the fore and got passed. So one thing there is that the populace, both men and women who care about protecting people from rape or domestic violence, are dependent on women leaders largely for the passage of those kinds of bills.
When you started looking at this, and you were involved, right? You've been involved in politics.
And I've been involved for many years.
Mm-hmm. What was happening to you being involved? What were the shortcomings that you were running up against as a woman and in politics and in political campaigns?
Well, what I saw beginning in the mid-70s with the fight over ERA ratification.
Equal Rights Amendment.
Right, exactly. And I spent a lot of time in Springfield, Illinois, because I'm from Chicago, and in other places. A few years later, I was a board member of National NARAL when the Hyde Amendment and the Helms Amendment were proposed. And so I had a significant experience at a young age in fighting for very fundamental rights for women in the political context. And I saw clearly and daily how important it was to have people in office who did care about women and their equality and autonomy.
One thing you write about in this book, Every Day is Election Day, Rebecca Sive, is loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
And loyalty doesn't always mean holding on to those beliefs that made you loyal to the person in the first place.
Yes, I do talk about loyalty. You know, I used to sort of joke with my staff that, and I used to say to them, well, you know, none of us is Einstein, would that we were. But our loyalty to each other and to the work we're doing will carry us through. And so I believe that from all of my experience. And what I do say in the book, as you point out, is that it's important to stand by those who you believe in, even when you may from time to time disagree with what they've done. I mean, there occasionally are breakpoints, but yes, I do underscore the fact that we're all fallible and that we're all entitled to the support and loyalty of those who think that we're fundamentally concerned about doing the right thing.
You're telling women who are going to be candidates that this is a hardball sport and you have to make tough choices.
Right.
Do women not know that? Are they just learning that?
I think that as with any guidebook, there are things in the guidebook that some people will already know. And even if they know them, they need to learn more and they need to learn the specifics. So, yes, I say politics is hardball. And then there are 34 lessons in that book about how to approach different aspects of that ballgame.
I mean, I know this is that typical wife-husband thing, but there is this notion that a woman as the spouse, mm-hmm, is brought up onto the stage and made to support her husband in his egregious or heinous acts.
Right.
We're seeing that this week in Canada. We've seen that in the past. But that's sort of – am I wrong to think that that's sort of the idea you're talking about when politicians are caught in something and yet this is a politician that – you as a woman, you as a candidate need to back because they will have something to offer you?
I think
down the line.
I think the responsibility of any citizen who takes the role seriously of being an educated voter or supporter is to look at the people he or she supports and say, on balance, is this person a person I want to support and be loyal to? And that applies within the family context as well.
It's hard, though. I mean, you would look at the way people were going to support Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama in the end, in that first campaign.
You know, things that matter are hard choices sometimes. They wouldn't matter if they weren't hard to think about. So I feel that that's a good thing, that when people engage and they in a public discourse, for instance, about the candidate they support and why, that that furthers democracy, that furthers education of voters. And so if I decide to support X and you decide to support Y and we talk about it, that has value. And then we see how they do. It's also, of course, true that people of goodwill can disagree.
As more women move into the public arena and more women hold office, make those connections, have power, are women fundamentally any different as politicians than men?
Yes, they are. In the first instance, it's been the case and remains the case for a lot of women that they choose to enter political life to change a policy, and men tend to enter political life in order to be somebody. That's a profound difference in how they approach it. Once in office, once there, what we've seen, and there's been some discussion about this recently, is why our questions about why men tend to trip up, for instance, in ways that women typically don't. I don't say in every day is election day that women are purer than men or better than men. I talk about fallibility. I talk about admitting your mistakes. But I do also stress the point that based on history, if we were to see more women in significant public office, we would see more public policy that benefits women and children and their families. And that's good for everybody, as you were
stating. You really believe that women will be focused on those issues and not become in office for those reasons of just want to be there.
I think that whether some women choose to seek an office just to have an office, they will be no different than the men in those offices. And what they all have a duty to do, male or female,
let me hold
is to be there and to do a good job.
Every day is election day, Rebecca Sive.
Thank you.